episode 2768, Conquer the Mountain That Constrains You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you've had a fabulous weekend. It's now time to get back on track and really focus on where you want to go this week. What do you want your everyday to look like? You got to conquer the mountain that constrains you. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, self-examination is healthy and good, depending, though, on how you approach the process. Treat yourself with respect and conquer the mountain that constrains you. So I've got to ask you, how is your current life? Are you stuck in a situation that seems unbearable? Are you frustrated with how slow or fast you're moving? Maybe you feel a little less secure with your decisions, thoughts, or actions. Taking time to reflect on where you are in life can be overwhelming yet very freeing at the same time. Hard to imagine, right, when you're in the thick of things. However, when you make space to see what you really don't want to, that's when change occurs. So break the mold of what you know and create a rhythm of celebration. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Create a rhythm of celebration. Who doesn't want to party every single day? You know my motto for our family is, it's a party every day, and it truly is. And when you look at life that way, that doesn't mean I love everything that happens. Last week, it was a beautiful week, but it was a very full week. Water, water, water. That's all I need to say. In places that water should not be inside the home. Yes, not fun. Now, does that mean my whole week was a bummer? No, it was how I looked at it, how I talk to myself about the situation, because you know what? It was me who had to deal with it, not the kids, not the hubby, not the dog, and not the cats, not even the birds or the squirrels that were around too. It was me. The pressure was on me. But you see, I chose to see it differently. I chose words carefully. I said, you know what? I'm going to celebrate because I can find that silver lining. I can figure out what really needs to happen. So when you do some self-examination, it's good. And you can do it by getting and setting yourself up in a rhythm of celebration. Now, you probably are wondering, though, what type of celebration, right? It's not like we're having fireworks all the time. It doesn't happen. Some would think about positive affirmations or positive thinking. And yes, that can work. But if you want to make it stick, you know, you talk about making something sticky, you got to go further. This comes from matching how you feel to what you see, to what you speak, to what you think. It's the internal messages that keep repeating themselves. For example, you can say that today you're going to do great things, but if you aren't feeling it, those great things just might be put on hold. Why? Because you didn't believe it to begin with. Your mind, body, and spirit must all be on board. So what does it look like in real life when you want to create a rhythm of celebration? Number one, what are you claiming for yourself? What are the truths that God sees in you? How does that compare to what you believe in yourself? Listen to that for a minute. What are the truths that God sees in you? And then looking at yourself saying, gosh, what do I believe about myself? If you stay knocked up with the intentions of perfection, performance, and problems, you will never get to where you want to go. The book, it's not going to be written. The children aren't ever going to have their mama at home. The business, it's not going to get off the ground. Well, at least not the way you want it to get off the ground. Because you are too grounded in what must be earned versus what you already have or your potential. God already sees greatness in you. When are you going to get on board to see it too? What are you claiming for yourself? How are you claiming it? Does that match what is possible? Number two, you got to dance with the small stuff. You don't need an excuse to celebrate your greatness. You don't need to wait until the biggest win ever, right? You don't have to wait to be crowned Miss USA or Miss America. You don't have to wait until you get to be partner of your group. And not just partner, you want to be leading partner and been there 25 years. You don't have to wait for that. Dance with the small stuff. And finally, number three, fabricate a new neural pathway. Yes, you get to choose what you do every day and how you do it. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's those baby steps, the one step. You get to train your brain by expanding your horizon. If you don't look beyond the boats, you won't see the rest of the water. And it's true. Life is too short to settle. Now, if you're honest with yourself, there's going to be some times that you just won't have a choice but to settle. However, in that moment, you still are deciding to make that decision. And that still can be a celebration, even if it's not what you expected. You know, my father passed away years too soon. But even in his passing, there was a celebration. And you're thinking, what? How does this have anything to do? We've gone from life now to death, Christiane. Yes, because I want to give you that extreme. What I'm trying to express here is that even in the worst circumstances, there is still room for celebration. You can still see the brighter side. That doesn't mean that you have to be all this positive, happy-go-lucky, and put on this masquerade ball that says, yes, everything's okay. You can still be real. You didn't hear me say not to be real with yourself. I didn't tell you to have fake feelings. I said own it. But if you want your life to make a difference, if you want to have that party, if you want to create a rhythm of celebration, right, you have to match it. Now, that doesn't mean a celebration has to be that you're happy with fireworks and you're dancing and birthday cake and ice cream. No, it doesn't have to be any of that. A celebration can be you resting poolside, you sitting and binge watching one of your favorite shows on Netflix or wherever you stream your shows. You could just be enjoying a walk outside with your spouse. It doesn't mean that you have pom-poms and loud music and you've got all this food and chips and salsa. That's all great. But sometimes we just overthink what a celebration is. And in that, we need to understand that, wait, I need to rethink about what I'm celebrating and how I'm celebrating it. Yes, my father passed away years too soon. But there was something still to celebrate. Why? He impacted thousands around the globe. And that's not an exaggeration. Sometimes we have this definition of what something looks like. Sometimes we just need to take a step back. And when we do so, sometimes we have to be reminded of the extreme to understand the peace of what celebration brings to the mind, body, and spirit. Life and death, there still can be celebration. So my challenge for you, what mountain can you conquer today simply by celebrating what is? Not what it could be, but what is right now. Maybe you got your groceries put away or your laundry folded. I know you're thinking, but that's nothing to celebrate. Yes, dance with the small stuff. You need to celebrate it because maybe you've had those piles of laundry there for 2 weeks and they have become the new norm for you. That pile is your new dresser drawers for everybody in the family. I get it. We have those seasons. So it's okay to celebrate when you actually put it away. What mountain can you conquer today simply by celebrating what is? And then I want to caution you, stay away from the excuses that lead you astray and attempt to derail you every day. And of course, you know what? You just got to do it. You just got to celebrate. Find the good in the bad. And now that doesn't mean that you're lying to yourself. Yes, it's owning what's happening. It's looking at your life with open eyes and an open heart. It's seeing that, you know what? I can conquer that mountain that constrains me. I can do what I need to do to take that next step. Not 200 steps, just one, just one. This is your time to shine. Your life matters. What you do every day counts. So dance with the small stuff. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.